Welcome inside the film room. It is Baltimore Ravens week. Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. BK, let's take a look at the Baltimore Ravens defense as the Brownies get ready for this big challenge.
Okay, this is going to be pretty intimidating from a Browns perspective here. This defense is one of the premier defenses in the NFL. And what's really impressive about what Baltimore is doing here is they're getting a lot of pressure with just four guys rushing, dropping seven into coverage.
Third and goal, about the 10-yard line. They got to get in the end zone here.
Yeah, from a quarterback perspective, you're looking here at three receivers to the top of your screen, tight end and two receivers. A.J. Green by himself, the X receiver down at the bottom left-hand side of your screen. As a quarterback, you're really checking the safety about 10 yards over the left tackle. Is he going to keep going weak and double cover A.J. Green, which he is in this case? But you're dropping seven into coverage. C.J. Mosley, 57, the middle linebacker. Look at the depth he gets here, really replacing the strong safety's role and taking the deep seam down the middle, having number two. He has him on a vertical here, and he gets such great depth, reads the quarterback's eyes, puts himself in perfect position and make that play.
And then just look at the intensity of this Baltimore defense. You talk about like being opportunistic. Look at all these guys. All of a sudden, they become offensive players. Like you watch guys getting off the ground, starting to block.
We always used to say from the offensive point of view, if I was dumb enough to throw a pick, get your head on a swivel.
You better, right?
Because defensive guys will look to knock you out.
All right, again, inside the scoring zone, Bernie. This is third and two. They can get a first down. They don't have to get inside the end zone.
If you look at our touchdown last week to Corey Coleman, there's a slant to the top of your screen, just like this. You got a combination coverage here. Outside technique up top, man coverage. So this safety, number 32.
Eric Weddle.
When Weddle sees A.J. Green break to the flag, the outside guy has him. He drops inside.
That's a great job by Weddle.
He jumps inside to take away the slant, almost baiting you to throw the slant, and boom, he jumps it. That's beautiful. Andy Dalton does a really nice job of seeing it. Now he gets over to the bottom half of your screen here. He's really going to have to eat it, throw it away. They get the strip sack fumble from behind. You know, a lot's been said about Terrell Suggs. He's 15 years in the NFL, still making multiple big plays a game, having a couple sacks last week, putting pressure on the quarterback.
What do you do if you're a quarterback in this situation? So nobody's open, and you're thinking, hey, don't turn the football over. We got to still get some points here, right?
Getting on the board, yes, you'd rather it be a touchdown. But if the other option is 0 points, you got to get that field goal. You almost just got to throw it away and live the fight another day. Mm-hmm. Take your field goal. This is the least desirable option right here.
DeShone Kizer, what did you see out of him last week, and how can he progress from week one to week two against this Baltimore defense?
I enjoyed watching him play. Of course, there are a couple plays you want back. The one thing that I think is going to be imperative is you're playing your first game on the road. The offensive line, making sure they can handle these three, four guys rushing. And if we have 5-on-4, 5-on-3, 6-on-4, we need to give DeShone that little bit of extra time, because we did see in the first game, at times he did hold the ball, and that plays into the Baltimore defense's hands. If he ends up holding the ball, it's not really decisive in his reads.
All right, thanks for joining us inside the film room. He's Bernie Kosar. I'm Dustin Fox. We'll see you next week.